Unit 6. Greece's Powerful City-States.
Ancient Greece is remembered for its city-states, which were political territories that included a city and its surrounding lands. By the 5th century BC, Athens and Sparta had risen as the dominating powers of Greece's roughly 200 city-states. These two independent districts spoke a common language and prayed to the same gods, but they couldn't have been more different. One major difference between Athens and Sparta was their systems of government. Athens elected officials to create and vote upon laws, and all citizens had a chance to participate in political matters via a rotating 500-member council. For this reason, Athens is often referred to as the birthplace of democracy. It was not a true democracy, however, as foreigners and women were not granted citizenship. In contrast, Sparta was ruled by an oligarchy, meaning there were only a few people in charge. Two kings, 5 elected officials, and 28 councilmen made the laws for the entire city-state, in spite of the wishes of the people. Furthermore, the only real citizens were the soldiers. The slave population, which outnumbered Spartan citizens 7-1, was denied citizenship and other basic human rights. Since the Spartan men were usually away preparing for war, slaves farmed the land, and Spartan women took over the responsibilities of the house. Political power was not given to Spartan men, women, or slaves, however. When it came to education, the two city-states were focused on very different things. Athenians had an appreciation of aesthetics and promoted the development of culture, as reflected in the design of fantastic temples like the Parthenon and the literature of playwrights such as Sophocles and Aristophanes. Boys studied subjects like art, architecture, drama, literature, philosophy, science, and medicine in school before going to the army for 2 years. Athenian girls, however, were expected to stay at home and learn domestic skills like cooking and weaving. Spartans were so obsessed with battle that they did not have time for a broad education. Boys were sent to military training camps to live and study the art of war when they turned 7 years old. The conditions were rough, and they had to learn to survive on their own. Then, at the age of 20 years old, men entered the army where they stayed for most of their lives. Girls did not go to the army, but they exercised regularly so that they could marry and give birth to strong, healthy baby boys for Sparta. Athens and Sparta, each in their own way, grew to become ancient Greece's most powerful and accomplished city-states. Athens has been celebrated throughout history for its wisdom and culture, while the legacy of Sparta's highly skilled army lives on to this day. Their differences, however, pushed them to fight one another until Greece was conquered by the Macedonians in the 4th century BC.